我哋今日读经嘅经文嚟自马太福音第一章十八到第二十五节。
Scripture reading for today is in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25.
我哋会用启应方式嚟读，先用广东话，然后用英文读出。
Let us read this responsibly, first in Cantonese and then in English.
系第十八节，马太福音一章十八节。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只要娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，她怀的孕是从圣灵来的。这一切的事成就是要应验主亦先知所应许的。若失醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来。我一起读二十五节。于是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，又给他起名叫耶稣。
Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way, when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph.Before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife.For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call him Emmanuel. When Joseph woke from sleep,He did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife. Let us read the last verse together. But knew her not until she had given birth to a son, his name Jesus.
全牧师为我传讲神的信息，题目是有这个勇气去认识神。
The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this evening is Courage to Know God.
J.I. Packer is one of my favorite authors, and he wrote a book called Knowing God.
咁一个出名嘅牧师巴克，佢写咗本书叫《认识神》。
And in that classic, he has a chapter on the incarnation.
咁佢系一本基督教嘅名著，其中有一课讲到呢个道成肉身。
And I have this on the screen for you on slide 2. He says.This is J.I. Packer's words. The incarnation means God laying aside his glory and acceptance of hardship, isolation, ill treatment, malice, and misunderstanding, and finally, a death.
当巴克讲到什么叫做道成肉身的时候，他说道成肉身的意思就是神将他的荣耀放在一边，而去接受这个的困难，接受这个孤独，接受这个被虐待。被其他人的毁谤，亦都是其他人的不明白，最终要去接受死亡。
I'm sure you've heard the term a Christmas spirit. Many people, even non-Christians, would say we should have a Christmas spirit.
咁有好多人都会讲到话一个圣诞节嘅精神。
And often that means reproducing in us human beings, the attitude of the Savior. of him who for our sakes became poor.
好多人好似觉得就话好似系人，好似系将神呢样嘢去重新去制造出嚟，去变成呢个贫穷。
You see, the Christmas spirit does not shine out in the snob.
好多时候呢个嘅圣诞嘅精神唔系好中意嗰啲去炫耀嘅人喺佢身上系唔会展示出嚟。
It doesn't shine out of persons who aspire to higher social standings.
亦都唔系话嗰啲成日好渴望喺呢个社会上边向上爬嘅人喺佢身上亦都唔会显现出嚟。
Rather, the Christmas spirit is that of those who, like their master Jesus, humble themselves.
反而系喺嗰啲去愿意喺人嘅面前系谦卑嘅人，又会显现呢个圣诞节嘅精神。
They live their lives on the principle of serving the Lord God, of serving others.
佢哋嘅一生系用喺去服侍神、服侍其他人嘅身上。
The good that Christians do are not only for their friends.
当基督徒去做一啲好事嘅时候，唔系为佢哋嘅朋友去做好事。
Christians help those who they aren't even well acquainted with.
或者系一啲佢哋唔熟悉嘅人为佢哋去服侍。
Now, if you were with us last time, we learned last week from the same text that God became human and emptied himself of his glory or his glamour.
上个星期我们讲到神怎样将他自己从他的荣耀这一切里面倒空出来。
Christians, again, Christians, we have his name, Christ, we follow him.
基督徒的意思就是说去跟随基督的人。
That means we just don't hang out with the pretty people of the world.
不是就说，同这个世界上面有些很漂亮的人去跟他们一起。
You should not only want to be with the people who can help you socially or professionally.
不是只是说跟一些在你社交上面，或者在你的工作、你的事业上面会帮助你的人去跟他们一起。
What it means to be a Christian is you're willing to walk to the place of the people who aren't beautiful, who don't have power or wealth.
作为基督徒，即是说你去愿意，你都去勇敢进入那些世人认为不漂亮的人的人群当中。
And that's the Christmas spirit.
这个就是真正圣诞节的精神。
It's God became one of us.
当神去变成我们其中的一个。
He became poorer, leaving glamour, leaving glory behind, humbling himself.
他将这个他的荣耀去放低，然后去谦卑出来。
Coming here, he's the creator, coming here in the form of a bondservant for us.
一个的造物主去变成我们其中一个。
You see, this is on slide 3. Jesus Christ is with us.
那就是说耶稣基督是与我们一起。And
I emphasize the word with because that means in relationship with us.
当我们讲到一起的意思，就是说是跟我们去建立一个关系。And
that's what I'd like you to consider tonight.
我想你今天去想一下，思想一样东西。I'd
like to direct your thoughts towards that.
我也想你去细心一点想。
Because to say Jesus is God with us goes beyond. It goes beyond just saying he came to earth.
当你说耶稣基督与我一起的时候，不是只说他来到这个世上那么简单。
God with us means in relationship to us.
是说他跟我们建立一个关系。
With is the a very important word. With is the word for relating, relationship.
一切的意思是说即是跟你去建立一个关系。
In Mark 3:14, it says that Jesus Christ chose 12 apostles.
在这个马可福音里面讲到说耶稣基督选了12个门徒。
And he appointed them so that they would be with him.
当他选了这12个门徒的时候，因为这12个门徒是经常与他一起。
In fact, if you look up that verse,
如果看这个字的时候,
you see basically that's all it says. That's all the verse says, with him.
只是很简单, 与他一起。
What does with him or accompanying him mean?
什么叫做与他一起或者同他同在的意思呢?
Well, you know that. It means living with him, being in each other's lives.
他们会是一起生活,一起居住,一起在这个生命上面有这个交流。
This is slide four. Let me ask you a few questions tonight. What does it take for God to really be with you?
我想问你一个问题就是说,神要做些什么,今天可以去和你一起呢?
What does it take for you to really have Jesus as an intimate friend?
要怎样做可以令到神和你真正成为一个亲密的朋友呢?
To have his influence and his power in your life.
怎样可以令到神在你的生命里面真是作这个主宰有这个影响力呢?
What does it take for you to have his love, joy, really in your life?
可以真在你生命里面有这个喜乐呢?
What does it take to be with him?
去与他一起呢?
You know, the text gives you the answer.
这个经文里面告诉你,
one word, courage.
说这个字, 勇气。
There are other accounts of Christmas, right, in the Gospels. Do you remember Luke 2?
你记不记得路加福音第二章呢?
In Luke 1 and 2, the angel comes and tells Mary what's going to go on.
在路加福音第一章第二章讲到说,这个天使去来到,去向我的人去报消息。
And those of you familiar with that account, you know, the end of the Christmas text in Luke 2, the angels what? It's like a song and light show, right? They are singing from heaven, glory to God in the highest.
在这个路加福音的第二章,去结尾的时候,这个天使 在天上大声的高唱,荣耀归于至高的神。
And how does Luke 2 end?
这个路加福音第二章究竟是怎样结束的呢?
Anyone?
有没有人记得呢?
It ends with joy.
是一个带着喜乐的一个结束。
Now, compare that to Matthew 1 and 2, another account of the Christmas scene.
我们回头了,看这个马太福音第一章,第二章。
This particular text that you just read ends with what?
个结束是怎样的呢?
What does it end with? You read it.
刚刚你读了,究竟第一章这里的结束是怎样的呢?
Danger, bloodshed.
你看到有这个危险,也看到这个有流血的事件。
Look what happens.
有什么事发生呢?
When Jesus Christ comes into the world, according to Matthew 1 and 2, what happens?
当耶稣基督来到这个世上,根据马太福音第一章,第二章,讲了些什么出来呢?
Well, first of all, there's shame.
第一件,就是说有这个羞耻。
There's exclusion.
是被人去拒绝。
There's rejection.
被人去拒绝。
Mary is pregnant.
玛利亚,她是怀孕。
Joseph knows she's not pregnant from him.
若瑟清楚知道这个小孩不是他的。
And he decides, even though they were engaged, that he's going to sort of put her away, as it were.
他想着,若瑟说,静鸡鸡,将他休了他。
Right, he's just going to say, okay, let's break the engagement, that's it, that's that.
他很想将这个婚约解决了,那就分开了。
Then what happens?
但是接着有什么事发生呢?
The angel of the Lord shows up.
这个天使来到,
and says, no, no, Joseph, you marry her.
但是天使告诉约瑟,你不可以这样做,你要去娶玛利亚过来。
She's pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
因为她是透过圣灵而去怀孕。
You know, if Joseph marries her, everybody in that shame and honor culture, that whole town will know this child was not born 9 months, 10 months, 11 months after they got married.
因为在当时的镇城市里面,这些人很清楚知道,他没可能这么快会有一个小孩,生了小孩出来。
They'll know she was pregnant when they got married.
佢好清楚知道就係當佢結婚嘅時候，其實佢已經懷咗孕啦。
Again, this is a shame and honor culture.
喺當時呢一個文化裏邊係好大嘅一個恥辱。
That will mean either they had sex before marriage,
或者無論係佢喺有婚前嘅性行為。
Or she was unfaithful to him.
或者佢係對佢不忠。
They're going to be shamed. They're going to be shamed in a traditional culture.
喺一個傳統嘅社會裏邊係一件好羞恥嘅事。
They're going to be rejected.
佢哋呢對夫婦會俾人哋去厭棄，俾人哋拒絕。
They're going to be second-class citizens forever.
佢哋喺佢哋嘅社會裏邊永遠都係一個二等嘅公民。
And when the angel says to Joseph, marry her, he's saying, if Jesus Christ is coming into your life,
他說耶穌基督當這個天使叫約瑟去娶她的時候，就是叫約瑟去接受耶穌基督。
You're going to be rejected.
他說你將會被人家拒絕。
You're going to have to kiss your stellar reputation in this town goodbye.
從此之後，你嘅聲名會變成狼藉。
And you know what happens next if you're familiar with Matthew chapter 2.
如果你好熟悉嘅時候，馬太福音第二章講啲咩咧
？What a tragedy! You have the slaughter of all the male children 2 years and under in that region.
亦都跟住你知道就話喺嗰個地帶，所有兩歲以下嘅嬰孩，所有嘅男仔要俾人哋殺曬佢。
Why?
Because
the person in charge, Herod the Great, is trying to destroy the Messiah, who was predicted to be born, a king would be born in Bethlehem. And just to make sure he gets the Messiah, he goes in and he slaughters all the male children.2 years and younger.
為了要肯定有殺錯沒有放過，所以希律將所有當地的嬰孩全部兩歲以下的殺曬佢。
That's an example of the world's violent hostility against the gospel.
亦都睇到就話呢個世界對呢個福音係何等嘅暴力，何等嘅抗拒。
And Joseph is warned.He's warned by an angel of the Lord in a dream to flee, get out for your life, flee with Mary, flee with baby Jesus to Egypt.
所以呢個天使喺夢裏邊叫約瑟帶埋佢嘅妻子，帶埋個嬰孩，即刻離開佢哋嘅所在地。
And by God's grace, they escape the tragic hostility of the world against its Maker.
你睇到就話，因為天使嘅報信，令到佢哋可以走得甩，避過咗呢個對福音嘅一個嘅敵視。
In the beginning of Matthew 1, you just have to sort of, you know, sort of a milder version of hostility towards the gospel.
你睇到馬太福音第一章話咗俾你聽，呢個世界對呢個福音嘅敵視。
So what are Matthew 1 and 2 saying to us?
咁究竟馬太福音嘅第一章、第二章？今日同我哋讲啲咩嘢咧
？If you want Jesus Christ，
如果你想要耶稣基督嘅时候
，in your life，
喺你嘅生命里边
，so he's with you，
要去与佢一齐嘅时候
，it's going to take three kinds of courage。
你需要好多嘅勇气。
According to the text，
根据呢个经文
，according to the text you just read， it's going to take three kinds of courage。
你根据我所睇个经文，你需要三倍嘅勇气。
This is on slide 5. If you want a more intimate friendship with Jesus, it will take three kinds of courage.
当如果你想同神真系有一个嘅亲密嘅关系嘅时候，你需要三倍嘅勇气。
First, you'll need courage to take the world's disdain against the gospel.
就算你睇到呢个世界系点样对佢嘅敌对
，because all of Joseph's friends in a shaming cult shame.And the shame culture, right? All his friends are going to say, "Why did you marry her?"
你睇到第一樣嘢就話呢個世界點樣睇唔起啊？正如嗰個約瑟嘅朋友睇唔起佢，點解要娶一個咁嘅女人翻嚟咧
？Either you did that, or she was unfaithful to you.
一係你哋之前有過呢個不軌嘅行為，或者呢個女仔係對你不忠。
I want you to picture that scene. Can you imagine Joseph trying to tell the truth?
你想象一下就话，如果约瑟去真系讲个真话出嚟嘅时候
，Oh guys, I can explain. I can explain it all. You know, she's pregnant through the Holy Spirit. You know, the angel of the Lord told me.
你会唔会同你朋友讲啊？系啊，系圣灵令到佢啊有咗BB嘅。
Of course, the world will scoff at that.
呢个世界听到嘅时候都会喺度笑你。
Because that explanation won't work with the world.
因为呢一啲嘅解释，呢个世界上边系唔会明白。
In other words, the truth isn't something his friends will understand.
好多时候真理唔系啲人咁容易去明白到。
And therefore, they will always think ill of him.
所以呢个世界会一直去睇唔起佢。
If you want to be a Christian,
如果想做基督徒嘅时候,
in a place like New York City,
好似喺纽约市,
you will face pretty much the same thing.
今日可能你都会面对同样嘅事。
If you're faithful to the Lord, you will face the same thing.
如果你话要去对神尽忠嘅时候，你都会面对同样嘅事。
You will not be understood.
呢个世界唔会明白你。
People will caricature you.
啲人可以攞你嚟讲笑。
They will say, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're one of those types, the rigid types. You're the problem to this world."
你就系呢个世界嘅问题，你就系嗰啲啊食古不化嘅人。
Because it's you guys, Christians, that have a disdain for the behaviors that we accept.
又因为你哋呢啲人有你咁样样嘅行为嘅时候，啊，我哋就点样去接受人啦？
And people, in general, will think badly of you.
而啲人好多时谂起基督徒，会谂起你，即系谂到你好坏。
And whatever social circles, professional networks, vocational fields you're in, you're going to have a lot of people who will not understand you.
无论你喺呢个，尤其喺呢个工作上边，喺呢个嘅职场嘅网络，好多人都唔会明白你。
And you can't make them understand you. Why you are the way you are.
好多时候你好难要佢哋明白点解你会系咁嘅咧。
And you will be excluded. You will be excluded from their inner circles.
亦都可能因为你系基督徒嘅原因，好多人唔会将你啊摆喺佢哋嘅核心嘅里边。
Slide 6, please. Yet why do you think Jesus Christ came into the world through a pregnant, unwed teenage girl in a patriarchal shame and honor culture? Why?
咁下一个问题，我想问你就系耶稣基督嚟到，点解要喺一个嘅啊当时？ 是这个父权为中心，而透过一个年轻未结婚而怀孕的女孩来到这个世界呢？
Will you please think about that? Why?
为什么?
God didn't have to do it that way. He didn't have to do it that way.
为什么神要选这样的方法，这样的路，这样的人来到这个世界上呢？
Put Jesus where he belongs in your life at the center.
你将神 耶稣基督放在你生命的中心的时候,
because he says, I'll be your honor. They will reject you. I will be your honor.
他说外边的人可能会拒绝你, 但是我是你内心里面的荣耀。
It doesn't matter what they think, what the world thinks of you.
无论这个世界怎么想你, 都不重要。
God says, I will vindicate you. I will be your honor.
我会是你的荣耀，我都会去证明，你去跟随我是值得的。So
first you need courage to take the world's disdain, but secondly, you also need courage to give up your right to self-determination.
不单止说这个世界第一会去看不起我们，也都另一件事就是说，可能神会需要去勇气去放弃了一些你自主的权利。If
you want Jesus at the center of your life, you have to obey him. You have to obey him unconditionally.
你是无条件的，你要去跟随神。
That means you have to give up control. You have to give up control of your life.
你要放低你对你生命那个的控制。
You have to drop the conditions. I'll do this if God, you do that.
不是说，神啊，如果你给这些我，那我就会跟随你了。
And the way that comes out in the text is how?
在这个经文里面说了给什么我听呢?
Did you notice the angel tells Joseph what to name his baby?
喺个经文里边话咗俾你听呢个婴孩究竟嘅名字系咩嘢
？You see, you know, in that culture, in that time, in a patriarchal society, it's absolutely the father's right. The father has the right to name the child.
当时喺嗰个社会里边，系个爸爸去决定个儿女叫咩名。但喺呢个情形里边，个天使话咗俾约瑟听，佢个仔叫咩名
？We're told by historians the father could do anything he wanted.To the children, especially name them in a culture like that.
在当时的社会里面，个父亲可以对个儿女做任何的事，尤其是去为个儿女命名。
Because that was a sign of authority.
因为是一个代表了这个父权的一个的权威。
In a shame and honor culture, he had complete control over his children.
爸爸也都对个儿女有完全的控制。
And it was his right, and the angel says no.God will name your child.
但是个天使同约瑟讲，系神去为你嘅儿子去命名。
And do you know why?
点解咧
？Why does he say that to Joseph?
点解佢要咁样同约瑟讲咧
？Well, if Jesus is in your life,
如果耶稣基督喺你生命嘅里边嘅时候
，even if he came as an infant, he's not. You are not his manager.
他说就算是好像是一个婴孩这样来到的时候你不是控制他的人
This child who's born is your superior
这个刚刚降生的婴孩是比世界上任何一个人更加的高
You know, I talk to a lot of people
我跟很多人说过东西
And many people say this about should I consider becoming a Christian?
有些人说啊，我应该想想好不好做基督徒呢
You know, Wilson, I'm interested, you know, in what you're sharing, but, not if I have to do this or that.
他说我听了你讲了很久了但我好像不想这样又不想这样、哦、
You know, Wilson, you know, if being a Christian means this, you know, people misunderstand me and, you know, they think I'm a religious fanatic, I don't think I want that.
我又不想这个世界的人又不明白我、啊、觉得我好像傻佬一样会去信教。
I'd like to be liked, you know, popular. I'd like to be liked, and I'd not look down upon.
我喜欢啲人去尊敬我，喜欢啲人去啊中意我。
Do you know what they're doing when they say that?
当佢哋咁样做嘅时候，其实点解咧
？They're trying to name him.
佢哋想去为自己去。
They're trying to say, well, I want a Jesus the way I want Jesus to be.
我想爱的耶稣是我自己的手去塑造出来的耶稣。
But Christianity doesn't work like that.
但基督教不是这样。
God names himself.
神去为自己去命名。
And if you come to faith in him, he will name you.
当你去神去面对面企埋一齐嘅时候，系神去为你去命你嘅名。
You don't name him。
你唔会去叫耶稣做乜去做乜。
You have to give up control。
你要放低你嘅控制。
You can't say I obey you if。
唔系话啊，如果你做乜？我就听你话啦。
And as soon as you say I obey you, if that's not obedience,
如果系咁嘅时候，呢、这个唔系真正嘅信服。
And what that really saying is, you're my consultant. You're not my Lord. You're my consultant.
你唔系即系话神唔系你嘅主，神只系你嘅一个好似一个顾问一样。
I'll be happy to take your recommendation.
啊，我睇下啊，我听唔听先啦。
Yeah, it sounds interesting. I might do a couple of those things.
啊，你个提议几好啊？其中有几个方案啊，我会做嘅。
No,
唔系咁。
Nada, that's not Christianity. If you want Jesus with you, Jesus to be with you, right? God with you. If you want that, you have to give up the right of your self-determination.
当你想神去与你一齐嘅时候，你系完完全全降服俾神。
And thirdly,
第三,
this is on slide 8, you need courage to admit you're a sinner.
最后就是说我有这个勇气去承认自己是一个罪人。
And I would say that's the most important kind of courage you need.
这个可能是需要最大的一个勇气。
In fact, this is the most fundamental what is Jesus' entire mission?
其實耶穌來到整個來到世界上面最大的使命是什麼呢?
This text in Matthew 1 tells you. It tells you right in the text what his mission is.
在這個經文裡面已經告訴你其實他的使命在哪裡?
The text says he will save his people from their sins.
他說他會將他的子民從他的罪之中去救出來。
And you say, wait, I thought Jesus came to empower us, to love us.
喂,神來都不是好像我打了強心針那樣威猛一點嗎?
Yes, but primarily, he came for what? To forgive us.
神最基本來到的原因是去拯救,去寬恕我們的罪。
And everything else
其他,
comes from that truth.
其他只是之後神所給你的東西。
If you're not willing tonight,
如果你今晚不願意的時候,
to say, I am alienated from God,
我離開了神,
if you're not willing to say, I am a moral failure,
或者你不想告訴我聽, 在道德上面, 我在神的面前是一個失敗的人,
I don't love God with my whole heart, soul, strength, and mind.
我不是全心全意, 盡心盡意盡力地去愛神的時候,
I don't love my neighbor as myself.
我不是好像我愛自己那樣去愛我的鄰舍,
therefore, I'm guilty.
你就是一個在神面前有罪的人,
and I need forgiveness.
我需要你的寬恕,
I need pardon before I need anything else.
我需要神的寬恕比其他的東西更加多,
I'm a sinner.
我是一個罪人,
to repent.
我需要來到神的面前去悔改。
If you can't say that,
如果你今天不可以這樣說的時候,
if you can't do that,
如果你不可以這樣做的時候,
you're lacking courage.
你需要這個勇氣。
It takes enormous courage to admit that.
你需要很多的勇氣去承認這幾樣東西。
That's because it really means you're throwing out your old self-image.
你將你的舊我舊的形象去扔走。
And you're getting a whole new one in Jesus Christ.
而在耶穌基督的裏面,你有一個新的我。
Yet that's the foundation. The foundation of for all the other things that Jesus brings into your life.
而這個所有耶穌基督會給你的一切的基石在那裡。
All the hope.
所有的盼望,
all the comfort.
所有的舒適,
the joyful humility.
這個謙卑之後的喜樂,
everything else is based on that new identity he gives you. You have it by faith in Jesus Christ.
當你在神耶穌基督裡面,你憑信, 你會拿到這一切的東西。
So where are you going to get that?
那我們怎樣拿到呢?
Where are you going to get that strength to be that courageous?
我們怎樣可以拿到這個力量,可以有這個勇氣呢?
You got to fix your eyes on Jesus.
要將你的眼目放在耶穌基督的身上。
If you think it takes courage for you to be with him, it took infinitely more courage for him to be with you.
其實對他來說,他要有一個無限的注意力放在你的身上。
Did you know only Christianity says one of the attributes of God is courage?
你知不知道就是唯有在基督教裏面其中一個的位格, 就是這個勇氣呢?
No other religion in the world, none has a God who needs courage.
沒有一個宗教在世界上講到他的神是需要勇氣。
So why?
為什麼呢?
Why does Jesus Christ need incredible courage?
為什麼耶穌基督需要這麼多的勇氣呢?
It's because in Jesus Christ, God became vulnerable.
因為在耶穌基督的裏面,神變成這個軟弱。
The mysteries of mysteries, he became killable.
你想想,最神奇的就是神變成一個可以被殺的一個人。
He in Jesus Christ became torturable.
是被人家去插入他的心裏面。
He became betrayable, deniable.
他被人家去否認,被人家去背叛。
And he did that for you.
他亦是為你的緣故去這樣做。
He had the courage to come, and he thought it was worth going through all the suffering, all the turmoil for you.
他有这个勇气来到，他都觉得为你的缘故去做这一切是值得的。
And so, in closing, where does he get that kind of courage?
今天你怎么可以拿到这个勇气呢？
Where does that kind of courage come from?
这个勇气是哪里而来呢？
Well, let me end with this. It's not an ideal illustration, but it's the best I could do. Have you ever seen a mother bear?
有没有见过一只红人的妈妈呢？
Get in the way of a mother bear and her cub. See what happens.
如果你将个一个红妈妈同只熊仔分开咗去，或者阻住咗佢哋嘅时候，会有咩事发生呢？
The bear is going to get you. No matter what kind of weapon you have, it's coming after you.
无论你手揸住嘅咩武器都好，嗰个熊人嘅妈妈会追住你。
And where did that mother bear get that courage from?
嗰个红人的妈妈在哪一度拿到这个勇气出来呢？
Of course, the mother's instinct is love.
因为这个红人的妈妈很自然的是这个的母爱。
Love for her child.
为到她的儿女那个的母爱。
So why was Jesus so courageous to do what he did for us?
那耶稣基督为什么有这个勇气去为我们做这些事呢？
Pastor Tom just preached on this.
God
is love.
神就是爱。
Seeing him doing that will give you the courage to put him where he belongs, at the center of your life.
当你去看着他，将他放在你生命十字架的中心的时候。
Because that's where he rightfully belongs, as your maker, your sustainer, your savior. And your Lord.
是你的主，你的创始成终的主，他所在的地方。
And then the Bible promises, you will have the most blessed Christmas ever.
当你这样做的时候，你就会有一个真正蒙福的圣诞节。
Father, help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
Tonight to ponder the incarnation.
去思想一下这个的道成肉身。
Thank you.
我们感谢你。
We can gather freely to hear that.
我们可以一起去听到这样的信息。
But may we not dare leave this place in a ho-hum fashion.
让我们不是听过了就算数就离开。
But may your Holy Spirit stir your truth.In the hearts of your people.
让你的圣灵今天 去刺激每一个跟随你的人。
Oh Lord, we'd like to see a Christmas miracle.
我们想见到一个圣诞的奇迹。
We'd like to see people come to faith in Christ.
我们想见到人来到去面对基督。
We'd like to see Christians grow in their faith.
我们想见到基督徒在他的信上面去成长。
We'd like to see, Lord, your loving touch on our hearts tonight.
我们想看到神你去触摸我们的心灵。
Where we would say, Here am I, Lord.
Send. 我们很想对你说，主啊，我在这里。
Send me.
请差遣我。
Oh Lord.
主啊，
Please help us.
求你帮助我们。
We ask for the power of your Holy Spirit.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名义求。
The truths of your word.
因为你的话语的真实。
And your loving grace to touch our lives tonight.
求你的圣灵去触摸我们。
Thank you so much for the joy of Christmas.
我们为到圣诞节的喜乐，我们感谢你。
Despite the turmoil.
纵使这个世上的灾难
and the trouble in this world.
在世上的困难。
Oh Lord,
主啊，
help us mightily.
求你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we ask that.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.